Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
And he's going to talk to me about a whole bunch of stuff, including Hillary's battles with the FBI. All that more coming up on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station. Proud to celebrate America. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The death toll in yesterday's Baghdad suicide bombing has now reached 200, according to Iraqi officials, who are still trying to sort out the aftermath of the attack, which ISIS is claiming responsibility for.
Still many families looking for their children. According to Iraqi security officials, of the bodies recovered, 81 of them are completely beyond recognition at this point. And of course, people are very nervous. Just about half an hour ago, the police told everybody to clear out of there because there was a car nobody knew who it belonged to, and they were afraid that it could have been a car bomb.
Correspondent Ben Wiedemann. As communities across the U.S. get ready for their 4th of July celebrations, there is heightened security because of nervousness over the recent spate of ISIS attacks. Some nervous moments in New York yesterday as an 18-year-old college student from Fairfax County lost part of a leg in a bizarre incident in Central Park.
It sounded like a cannon.
After a small explosion in Central Park Sunday left a tourist's foot mangled.
His foot's all but detached. His friends claim he was just walking down the rocks and stepped on something.
That something believed to be an experiment with fireworks or a homemade explosive set off after a young tourist accidentally stepped on it, according to the NYPD.
We believe this could have been put here as some sort of experiment.
Now, there's no evidence that this was actually terror-related. However, the JTTF is investigating. They believe that this particular device, the explosives, were in the park for more than a day, and it was shock-sensitive.
Correspondent Deborah Farrick reporting. Metro's safe track work will stop for one day for the 4th of July.
Despite recent Metro work, the subway system is the way to go if you plan to go to the National Mall for the fireworks show. Metro spokesperson Dan Stessel.
It'll be a normal service day from the start of service at 7 a.m. until midnight.
Stessel says Metro will be ready to transport thousands of people from the National Mall after the fireworks end around 9:30. But he says you should still be prepared.
Every rider needs a smart trip card and make sure it's loaded for your entire round trip so you don't get caught up at any of the ticket vending machines on the way back.
It's also recommended to avoid the Smithsonian station, which tends to get packed. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now, U.S. Park Police have never had to cancel the 4th of July fireworks in the mall because of the weather, but that record may be tested tonight.
Rain, wind, and lightning is not a good combination, both for fireworks and large crowds.
If there is a weather event, we will enact the safe haven plan.
Which means law enforcement directing the crowd on the mall into nearby buildings to get them out of the elements, says Park Police Lieutenant James Murphy.
Follow law enforcement guidance regarding an evacuation of the mall. Usually we'll be using museums as a safe haven facility.
He says they'll make the call on postponement sometime this evening before the scheduled 9:09 start time.
The plan is the fireworks will take place on Tuesday.
With a scaled down footprint for security and medical services. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Air crews from the California National Guard are spending their 4th of July helping battle two wildfires in Central California from the air. Two Black Hawk helicopters and two Chinook helicopters have been deployed to fight blazes in Kern and Fresno counties. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 17,949, the Nasdaq at 48,63. Sports, the Nats crush the Reds behind Steven Strasburg's arm and Danny Espinosa's bat. The O's get swept in Seattle, and the Wizards have reportedly acquired point guard Trey Burke from Utah for a 2021 second-round draft pick. WMAL News Time 704. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Proud to fly the red, white, and blue.
Celebrating the United States and the freedoms we have. Yeah.
Proud to celebrate America.
A free country.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Freedom for all.
This is WMAL.
Would you like to look forward to Monday morning, you know, actually get excited about your work? Here at WMAL, some people don't even consider it work. We get to work in one of the most exciting and creative forms of entertainment, radio. We help businesses increase sales by being part of the broadcast. Some call it marketing made easy, and the opportunities are now growing. WMAL is expanding in Washington, D.C., and we want you to join our team. We're looking for people with successful sales experience and the drive to help businesses grow and thrive in today's economy. If you are self-motivated, creative, and want a fun and positive workplace, then you'll fit right in. We provide market-leading resources and the leading talk radio personalities in the country, including me, Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor, Chris Plant, and Mark Levin. If you're interested in becoming part of the WMAL team, call us at 202-895-2444 or email your resume to sales@WMAL.com. 202-895-2444 or email sales@WMAL.com.
Get your hands on Dunkin's new Almond Joy and Heath Bar flavored iced coffees. It's your sweet afternoon pick-me-up. Try the delicious Almond Joy or Heath Bar flavors today. America runs on Dunkin'. The Almond Joy and Heath trademarks and trade dress are under license from the Hershey Company. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, the good news is no serious delays on any of the major roadways in the area. The Beltway, Inner Loop, Outer Loop moving along quite well, as is 270, both northbound and southbound. No serious delays on the George Washington Parkway either, for that matter. We can tell you numerous street closings will be in effect during the parade. The 3rd Street, 9th Street, and 12th Street tunnels will remain open. The 9th Street and the 12th Street tunnel will be shut down during the 4th of July parade, however. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early patchy fog for us on this 4th of July. The rain will become steadier for the afternoon. Thunder possible. We get up to around 75. Locally heavy rainfall also a possibility. Rain tonight. Thunderstorms are possible. Patchy fog, low 71. Early storms tomorrow. Jeff Eno for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 69 in Alexandria, 66 in Hyattsville, 69 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Friends and world leaders, remember the late Elie Wiesel. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Brian and Larry. Appreciate you being here. 888-630 WMAL, 888-630-9625. Hope you are having a fantastic 4th of July weekend. Really looking forward to speaking to Joe. Joe, I apologize. I have said your name 15 different ways, and I keep messing it up. It's Joe DeGenova. I think I still mess it up. Joe, I apologize. I think I've now got a mental block on your name, but I enjoy that you're with me here on WMAL. Joe, are you there?
I am indeed.
Joe, I apologize for shanking your name so many times. And it's funny because here in the break, I've got 15 people telling me different ways to say your name. I'm just a fill-in guy, and I apologize. But I'm appreciative that you're with me this morning. And by the way, if you'd like to mess up my name, feel free. So we know that Hillary Clinton was interviewed for 3.5 hours on Saturday. And it's interesting because everywhere I read, it's being pointed out that this was a voluntary interview. But let me ask you this. As WMAL's legal analyst and former U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia. Do you know, did she really have a choice as to whether or not she spoke to the FBI?
No, of course not. Legally, technically, she had a choice. She could have said no. But in order to do that, she would then get a grand jury subpoena, and then she'd have to take the Fifth. But the truth is, this was an involuntary interview. She had to do it. For a host of reasons, both legal and political. And so as usual, they're spinning every aspect of this. She's still calling it a review, you may notice from her comments yesterday to Chuck Todd on NBC. So she's done a good job of creating smokes and smoke screens about her culpability, and we'll see what the FBI does. I have confidence in the FBI. But I'll say this, if they don't recommend charges, if the FBI does not recommend charges, they're going to be required by both public demand and by congressional demand to explain the reasons for it. And they're not going to get away with the old saw that's usually used. Well, the case is closed and we're not at liberty to talk about it. That won't wash. That won't even wash with a lot. It certainly won't wash with independents and Republicans.
And the FBI has interviewed now Hillary also, Uma Abedin, and the person who set up her system, who ended up pleading the fifth. Is it realistic, Joe, to think that we may have some sort of a decision from the FBI as far as possible charges go in the next couple of weeks? And let's not forget that the Democratic convention is in 3 weeks. So what do you think about a timetable here?
Well, I think probably most people would like to have it occur before the convention. And I'm sure that even the FBI director would like to have it done by then. But he has said publicly it'll be done when it's done. But since she's been interviewed, she would be the last person you would interview in any criminal investigation. Because in a criminal investigation, which this is, you always interview the target, which she is, last. Because you want to interview everyone else, and then you compare the statements, you look for false statements by her. So they're close to done. If my guess is if they wouldn't have interviewed her if they weren't close to being done.
You know, I thought it was interesting, and I'm sure, Joe, you did as well. Any thoughts on holding that interview on the Saturday of a 4th of July 3-day weekend? That seems pretty strategic to me. What do you think?
Well, obviously, they, from the perspective of the Clinton campaign, they wanted the least amount of attention as possible, although I think that's physically impossible under the circumstances. She did go to FBI headquarters, which, while it may have been an accommodation to her rather than interviewing her at her house, it certainly created the impression that she was being dragged into headquarters from a 1930s movie. But probably for her benefit, it kept the prying eyes of the press away. From seeing all the FBI agents in their SUVs and their black cars drive up to her house and walk in with pads and pencils. It also prevented us from seeing that Cheryl Mills, who was a witness in the case, was also one of the people in the room with her during the interview. I have to say this, that as a former United States attorney, I would have thrown Cheryl Mills out of that room. And for the FBI to agree to allow Cheryl Mills, who is a witness and possible subject and possible target and possible co-conspirator, in that room with her during the interview, which is has been reported widely that she was in the room with one of the 8 lawyers that was with Hillary Clinton, I cannot imagine allowing her to be there. So I'm going to look forward to an explanation from Mr. Comey and the DOJ people about why that was allowed.
Yeah, you know, she went in, I believe you mentioned, Joe, she went in, Hillary did, with 5 lawyers. We know that Attorney General Loretta Lynch, appointed by both Presidents Clinton and Obama at different points in her career, was under fire after that meeting with Bill Clinton, as we all know, on that airplane. Joe, do you think that meeting on the airplane pushed the FBI and Clinton to finally get this meeting done?
No, I think the meeting was previously scheduled. I think the meeting between Clinton and Loretta Lynch happened because her interview was scheduled. It's amazing to me, the idiots in the mainstream press, I think this is probably purposeful on their part, there was an obvious relationship between the fact that Clinton met with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac a couple of days before the interview. He knew from his wife, Hillary Clinton, that the interview was going to occur. So what does he do? He finds out where Loretta Lynch is going to be, and he makes sure that he's there, too. I mean, this is so obvious. And you listen to these morons in the press. This was an accidental meeting. There was nothing accidental about this meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. I want to repeat this one more time so that the listening public understands this. This was no coincidence. Bill Clinton knew, because he's married to Hillary Clinton in the technical sense, he knew that the meeting was going to happen on the day that it occurred. And therefore, he made sure that he got to see Loretta Lynch before that interview occurred. Now, if that isn't patently obvious, I'm just not sure what kind of journalism credentials people have these days.
What do you make of the fact that Loretta Lynch saying she would back whatever findings the FBI came up with just days after that meeting with Bill Clinton, given the fear of all that? Did she have any kind of a choice to say that I'll accept the findings of the FBI at this point?
Well, she also issued statements after that which cast doubt on what she meant by I'm going to accept the findings. Well, you can accept them, you can take them in your hand, and then you can reject them as a decision maker. She did not recuse herself from the case. She did not say that under any circumstances she would not refuse to go forward. She said she would accept them. It's a vague word. It doesn't mean anything. What she has to say is, if they recommend prosecution, a prosecution will go forward. She didn't say that. Again, once again, the American press, like lemmings, they're idiots. They're just morons. She did not say, I will not overrule them. She did not say that. And implicit in the way other explanations have come from the Justice Department after that, she's still involved in the process. She still is the ultimate decision maker, they said. Well, what the hell does that mean? It means she can turn them down.
How much of the evidence against Hillary will the general public be able to see? I mean, I can imagine we're talking about thousands, hundreds of thousands of pages of evidence. How much of that will we be able to see?
If she's charged, you'll see it when it happens in a courtroom or a guilty plea. If she isn't, which is the most likely scenario, because I cannot imagine that Loretta Lynch is ever going to allow her to be charged. If she's not charged, I assume the FBI will leak as much of it as possible.
I was going to say, there's been a lot of speculation that James Comey will not go quietly. We have spent taxpayer dollars. We have spent a ton of money, as you know, Joe, on this investigation. We have a lot of people combing through a lot of evidence. And, Joe, we're going to put you on hold. I got so much more to talk to you about. That's why I was looking forward to speaking to you, Joe. We have a lot more to cover, and I appreciate you being with us here on WMAL. Joe DiGenova, and Joe is going to return with us coming up next here on WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dan, thank you. The Beltway, the inner loop and the outer loop moving along quite well, as is 270 in either direction. No problems to talk about. Serious delays anyway on 66 westbound or eastbound. And as far as the Bay Bridge is concerned, no holiday traffic jam-ups there so far. However, because it is the 4th of July, look for numerous street closings during the parade today. The 3rd Street, 9th Street, and 12th Street tunnels will remain open. The 9th Street and 12th Street tunnels will be shut down during the 4th of July parade. Constitution Avenue will be closed from 3rd Street to 14th Street Northwest, and the TR Bridge inbound to Constitution Avenue. All traffic will be diverted to the E Street Expressway. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's not looking good. Highs near 75 today. Rain, possible rain, lightning, and thunder tonight. And we'll see if we can get the Capitol 4th concert in and all the festivities. Right now, 68 degrees in the nation's capital.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Joe DiGenova joins us here on WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Mornings on the Mall, in for Brian and Larry here on WMAL. And Joe, appreciate your patience as we roll through a 4th of July weekend here on WMAL. Talking about Hillary and her situation with the FBI, will she be brought up on any kind of charges? Now, The Hill brought up a scenario that I thought was interesting, and I'm going to present it to you, Joe. The FBI and the Justice Department are working on this together. What happens if they come to different conclusions on how to proceed?
Prosecutors win. FBI doesn't have the power to bring charges. They have the power to investigate and to recommend charges, but ultimately Department of Justice attorneys, up to and including the Attorney General, are the ones to decide whether or not to put it in front of a grand jury and bring charges. There's nothing the Bureau can do except talk about how it disagrees, if it chooses to do so.
From a legal perspective, the question is going to boil down to whether or not she knowingly mishandled classified information outside secure government channels, or to permit the practice throughout gross negligence. You know, Hillary is constantly sticking to this repeated line that she has never received or sent any material that was marked classified. So I guess my question is going to be, will her guilt or innocence hinge on what the definition of classified is?
It'll hinge. She wants it to hinge on whether or not it was marked. that it had a stamp on
marked.
It that said classified, not whether or not it's classified. There's no doubt that huge amounts of information, several thousand emails and other documents were classified. The bottom line is, it doesn't matter whether or not something is marked. She has the highest security clearance that's possible for any government official, along with her senior staff. They're supposed to know what's classified. That's part of their job. They sign a piece of paper when they're sworn in on their first day on the job. They're briefed by two FBI agents. They tell them what the rules are. They give them a piece of paper. The piece of paper tells them what the rules are. The piece of paper says it doesn't have to be marked classified. You have a duty to handle it properly, and you have a duty to know what it is. She says she's one of the smartest people in the world, and she's going to tell us she didn't know stuff was classified. If she is not charged, which any normal government civil servant would be under these circumstances, there will be not only a double standard, there will be a triple standard, there will be a quadruple standard from which the classified information cases of the Bureau and the Justice Department will never recover. I do not know how they're going to bring other cases if they don't bring a case here. This is so abysmally obvious that crimes were committed. I cannot wait to see the somersaults that the Justice Department is going to have to go through if they say there's no bringable case.
Joe, and final remember, question on Hillary.
Remember why we're in this position. She created a private server in her house in Chappaqua, New York, to handle all the classified information and all of her government emails. No other secretary of state, no other senior government official has ever done that before. They may have used a private email from time to time for a single or several messages, but no one has ever conducted all of their government business on a private server in their house. She knew from day one that this stuff, the classified information, was going to come through that server. She knew that the reason for that server to exist was to prevent disclosures under the Freedom of Information Act, to prevent subpoenas from being responded to by government agencies, and she succeeded. She succeeded until Judicial Watch found out there was a private server.
Final question on this, Joe. If the FBI brings no charges, is this over, or can the Republicans somehow bring in a special or independent prosecutor?
No, the Republicans control the House and the Senate. Prosecutors are controlled by the executive branch, which is controlled by the president. What Republicans could do if they chose to do so, but their oversight has been so incompetent over the last 7 years that one hardly believes they'd be capable of it. What they could do is hold hearings on the case and force the disclosure of information. But I got to tell you something. If no charges are brought, I have no confidence whatsoever in the Republican Congress, House or Senate, to conduct proper oversight hearings. They have been monumentally incompetent from day one on this, and I don't expect them to improve.
Joe, appreciate you being with me very much, and also appreciate your patience with me with your name, Joe Dudgenova. I really appreciate you being with us here on WMAL. Got a lot more coming up next. It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
7:25 on Mornings on the Mall here on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and thank you. No problems, serious or otherwise, on the outer loop or the inner loop of the Beltway right now. 270 looks good, as does 295 and 66. As for mass transit, Metro on the Saturday schedule until 2 this afternoon, then a near rush hour schedule will be in effect until midnight. Metro Bus on a Saturday schedule with detours around the National Mall, and that will be in effect all day. Well, this report brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk and gunk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early patchy fog for us on this 4th of July. The rain will become steadier for the afternoon. Thunder possible. We get up to around 75. Locally heavy rainfall also a possibility. Rain tonight. Thunderstorms are possible. Patchy fog low 71. Early storms tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 68 degrees in our nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis. Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. In for Brian and Larry, 888-630 WMAL is the phone number, 888-630-9625. We'll keep an eye on the weather for you. Going to try and see if we're going to be able to get the Capitol 4th in. We're talking about possible rain, lightning, thunder, all kinds of stuff. So we've got your traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the fives. Here on WMAL, the U.S. has now accepted a record number of Syrian refugees in June, despite terrorist screening worries. Now, we have been talking about this for a long time. And unfortunately, the only people that seem to be concerned about the Syrian refugees are anybody not in the Obama administration. The U.S. accepted more than 2,300 Syrian refugees in June alone, sending the fiscal year total soaring past the 5,000 mark and putting the government on track to surpass President Obama's goal of 10,000 by the end of September, but does raise questions about screening out potential terrorists. We have been talking about how ISIS has been saying their stated goal, literally, is to plant terrorists here in America through this program. We are unable to vet them, yet here we are allowing them in over and over again. We'll have more on this and the overall war on terror coming up here on Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
When you're single, you get a lot of great dating advice. And by great, I mean terrible.
You should totally ask out that woman at work.
Sure, what could go wrong? Oh yeah, pretty much everything.
Dude, get a motorcycle. Chicks dig bikes.
Unless it turns out you don't know how to drive one, then you can have your first date in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Of course you can date her sister.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You know, just because they're your good friends doesn't mean they have good advice. But there is one piece of advice you can count on. Check out It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. And the reason we're so successful is because we're so successful. We get to know our clients, and we use that knowledge to make great hand-picked matches. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Call 800-506-5810.
It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Dan in for Brian and Larry coming up. ISIS threatens London, New York, and LA. We've got the latest in the war on terror coming up next on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station. Proud to celebrate America. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Iraqi officials say the death toll from yesterday's truck bombing in Baghdad has now climbed to at least 200. ISIS is claiming responsibility. It's the deadliest attack in Iraq in a year. Across America, communities large and small are rolling out the long-established Independence Day traditions today. Here in Washington, President Obama and his family are enjoying their last July 4th at the White House. In Philadelphia, where the Founding Fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, the National Birthday Party runs all day. In New York City, the fireworks are over the East River tonight. But the 4th of July also brings with it some nervousness in light of those bloody incidents of terrorism on the world in recent days.
There's no credible intelligence of any sort of specific threat, but it's the unknown threat that has law enforcement across this country exceptionally worried. It's that self-radicalized extremist who wants to make a statement, and that's why you're going to have police out in full force from coast to coast.
Correspondent Deborah Farrick. And if it rains tonight while you're on the mall waiting for the fireworks, Lieutenant James Murphy's with the U.S. Park Police.
Please, for the public, follow law enforcement guidance regarding an evacuation of the mall. Usually we'll be using the museums as a safe haven facility to wait out the storm, and then we'll try to get the fireworks on Monday.
But if the fireworks are rained out tonight, the display will be tomorrow night instead. And Metro's Dan Stessel says they can deal with that.
If it should rain on the 4th of July and the fireworks get shifted to the following day for inclement weather, we're prepared for that as well, and we would delay the start of that safe track search number 3.
Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 17,949, the NASDAQ at 48,63. Sports, Steven Strasburg comes off the DL and pitches no-hit ball for 6 2/3 innings as the Nats pound the Reds. In Seattle, the Mariners complete the sweep of the Orioles. NBA, the Wizards reportedly obtained point guard Trey Burke from the Jazz for a 2021 draft pick. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through sedation dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius' ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Borrelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him. Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full-mouth dental implants.
Wow. One day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. A chest of drawers is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We are celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. We have a disabled vehicle on westbound 66 at Nutley Street on the shoulder. It's still causing a little bit of a slowness. 270 southbound slow between 70 and 109. It's a 13-minute commute. 395 3rd Street Tunnel northbound from the southeast southwest freeway to New York Avenue. It's going to take you about 4 or 5 minutes. That trip should be about a minute under normal circumstances. And Route 5 northbound between 301 Shortcut Road and Surratt's Road, a 7-minute commute. And do look for numerous street closings today during the parade. The 3rd Street, 9th Street and 12th Street tunnels will remain open. The 9th Street and 12th Street tunnels will be shut down during the 4th of July parade, and Constitution Avenue will be closed from 3rd Street to 14th Street Northwest. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing some early patchy fog, steadier rain for the afternoon. Thunder possible and the rain could be heavy. We'll top out around 75. Rain with thunderstorms possible tonight. Low 71. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Arlington, 68 in Silver Spring, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandison. For Brian and Larry, the phone number is always 888-630 WMAL, 888-630-9625. It is the 4th of July. Hope you're having a great weekend thus far. Yeah, I was talking about the horrible, horrible decision from the Obama administration to accept a record number of Syrian refugees in June, despite terrorist screening worries. You know how many we've brought in just in the month of June? 2,300 Syrian refugees. That, as I mentioned, sends the fiscal year total soaring past the 5,000 mark and putting the government on track to surpass the president's goal of 10,000 by the end of September. But it also, of course, as we all know, raises questions about screening out potential terrorists. What he's trying to do is they're trying to screen these refugees in 3 months when they used to be able to try to do it in 18 to 24 months. The problem is that they weren't even able to do it in 18 to 24 months properly. We know, and I mentioned this before the break, we know that ISIS has said that they want to embed their jihadists in this program. So when these refugees come over, couple of things are going on. One is we really don't know who they are. Here's the other problem that we've seen, and this has made the headlines over the past couple of days. Tuberculosis is on the rise in areas where these refugees are coming in, along with other viruses and diseases that we have long since eradicated. So there are concrete definable problems with the president's notion that he wants to bring in all of these Syrian refugees, whether it's the war on terror, whether it's diseases and tuberculosis. What about financially? We know that we are spending a ton of money on trying to settle these refugees when the truth of the matter is that they simply do not assimilate well in this country, and a lot of them end up on welfare. That's a problem. That is a big problem because a couple of things happen. One is they never really are able to assimilate. They never really get off of welfare. So we have that to contend with as well. When they're unable to assimilate in this country, and they've seen this over and over again, when they're unable to assimilate in this country, then guess what? They turn to whether it's a life of crime, life of terror, who knows? But these are very legitimate concerns. We have accepted a whole bunch of these folks, and they're being settled in massive numbers in places like Roanoke, Virginia, Columbia, South Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee, and Boise, Idaho, among many other places. And we've had, of course, the CIA director, John Brennan, the FBI's leader, James Comey. Both have said, listen, we have absolutely no way to figure out who these people are, yet the president continues to allow these folks to come in. So what do you do if you are somebody who is trying to figure out who to vote for between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? One of the things that fascinates me is that as we talk about the war on terror, I saw a poll recently and it said that that more people trusted Hillary Clinton as opposed to Donald Trump on the war on terror. I hate to break it to you, but you know that Hillary Clinton wants to bring in even more of these refugees, right? Obama wanted to bring in whatever it was. Hillary wants to not double it, but she wants to triple the number of refugees coming into this country. So this is a very big deal, and that's why I don't understand. I don't understand why it is that I see Hillary leading in the polls when it comes to things like terrorism, because she does want to bring in all of these refugees. She, again, wants to triple the number that President Obama wants to bring in. When you look at what Donald Trump wants to do, and yes, I understand that his stated purpose of ISIS, he said that he wanted to bomb the S out of them. Now, I get that that's not exactly the most eloquent of things to say, but the truth of the matter is that when you look at their two plans, it seems to me that Donald Trump is the more aggressive, but we are in a general election. And in a general election, I don't think people who are voting pay that close of attention. And I know that sounds really cynical on my part, but I think it's true. You know, when you're doing the when you're in the midst of a GOP primary, you look at all of the candidates and you're looking for and you're trying to sway a different crowd. So Donald Trump, as many, in fact, more than most successful candidates, what they do is they try and rally support within the GOP base. And then when you get to the general election, you try and go more towards the center. We all know that. But my question is, how is it fathomable that the voting public in a poll says that Hillary is going to be tougher and better on the war on terror than Donald Trump? It does amaze me, and I don't really understand it. Pro-ISIS Twitter account threatens attacks at London's Heathrow Airport. Yep, this came out, I believe it was yesterday. A pro-ISIS Twitter account is threatening London's Heathrow, LAX, and New York's JFK airports over this 4th of July weekend. The account said that the attacks would be carried out on planes flying from Heathrow to the U.S. and warned that a plane will be a device placed in either Heathrow, LAX, or JFK. Now, here's the deal. We know how ISIS operates. We know that ISIS will tell you, okay, look here. Meantime, they're doing something over there. And so there was no, and we know this, and of course the government is coming out and saying, the FBI says, there are no specific credible security threats against the United States known to law enforcement heading into this 4th of July weekend. But we also know that there were no specific credible threats for San Bernardino, for Orlando. So we know that ISIS likes to say some things, and they like to tweet some things, and they like to post some things, But the truth of the matter is that they're planning and they're plotting at some other location. That is just how they work. Now, one of the things that I've always been interested in is this discussion versus inspired attacks versus directed attacks as it relates to terrorist attacks here in America. And a lot of folks try and make a distinction between the two. I have said over and over again, to me, there is no difference. The president likes to say, well, you know, there is a difference between a directed and an inspired attack. A directed attack is somebody who is in contact with ISIS. But the truth of the matter is that the inspired attacks can be just as devastating and just as scary as a directed attack, because an inspired attack, there isn't enough intel on that person. So this is the guy who is downstairs in his parents' basement just plotting. To me, there is no difference between the two. As a matter of fact, you could say that the inspired attacks might be even more dangerous because there is real no way to track them. There is no real good way to find out what they're plotting. And one last thing, I want to go back very quickly, and I'm up against the clock, but very quickly, as the president increases the number of Syrian refugees coming into this country, one last thing that I wanted to say on this is that the seeds of future attacks are being planted right now. So when I tell you that the president has brought in 2,300 Syrian refugees in June alone, that's not going to necessarily be the president's problem as these refugees continue to not be able to assimilate. And who knows if there's some ISIS jihadists embedded in them. But the truth of the matter is that the seeds of future attacks are being planted right now, and who knows, maybe it's within some of these refugees coming over here either last June or in the last year or moving forward. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. 395 3rd Street Tunnel northbound from the Southeast Southwest Freeway to New York Avenue. A bit slow. Should only take you about a minute. It's taking about four right now. Route 50 westbound from the Beltway to Baltimore Washington Parkway is bumper to bumper now, about an 8-9 minute commute. And Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, a 7 minute commute. And keep in mind, because it is the 4th of July, Metro Rail on a Saturday schedule until 2 this afternoon, then a near rush hour schedule will be in effect until midnight. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early patchy fog for us on this 4th of July. The rain will become steadier for the afternoon. Thunder possible. We get up to around 75. Locally heavy rainfall also a possibility. Rain tonight. Thunderstorms are possible. Patchy fog low 71. Early storms tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 68 degrees in our nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis. Thank you for being here. It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. In for Brian and Larry, 888-630 WMAL, 888-630-9625. Yeah, all kinds of stuff going on. But I got to tell you, on this Independence Day, who is it that fought for our freedoms, war after war after war? That is our veterans. And one of the more disturbing stories and one of the more disturbing storylines that we've seen over the past 12 months or so is the situation with our veterans and the situation with the VA. We know that the VA is going through a number of different issues. And the question always comes up, which is the VA corrupt or is the VA incompetent? My thought on this is that it is both. And when the USA Today came out with what I thought was just an absolutely horrendous story about how VA suicide hotline workers are now being ripped for failing the veterans. Now, you know that those folks who work at the suicide hotline, the operators, if you will, they are, in many cases, the last line of defense for those veterans who may decide that they just can't take it anymore. They're suffering from PTSD. They can't get an appointment with the VA. VA. So what do? They turn right back around and turn to the VA in their moment of need. Well, the USA Today is now reporting that more than a third of troubled veterans are not getting through to the best trained suicide hotline staffers because of poor work environments at the Department of Veterans Affairs call center. And this is all according to VA emails that were obtained by USA Today. It is a heartbreaking story. And what the story tells us is that the hotline workers, they are the last line of defense. They're also the best trained to handle these kinds of situations. And as the USA Today reports, for some reason, they're leaving early. Now think about that. You are the person that is charged with saving the life of a veteran who is contemplating committing suicide. So why would you leave early? And why would the VA allow them to leave early? Some workers, as the story goes, handle only 1 to 5 calls each day and leave before their shifts are even over. And as the phone lines have gotten busier, the emails say, as they are calling through all of these emails now, as the phone lines are getting busier and more of these veterans, of these desperate veterans are calling in, the more are rolling into either voicemail or a backup phone bank. And the folks that man the backup phone bank, they're not as well equipped to handle these veterans who desperately need their help. Listen to this. 35% to 50% of the calls are now rolling over to these backup centers where workers, again, are less trained to deal with the emotional problems of former service members. It is an absolutely horrible story, and the big question is, what are we doing about it? It doesn't sound like we're doing a whole heck of a lot. Now, there is, in a lot of these cases, there's always going to be a hero, in my opinion. And in this story, it is a guy by the name of Greg Hughes. He says, there are staff who spend very little time on the phone or engaged in assigned productive activity. And he's calling out the VA, and he's calling out the operators as well. Here's what he says. If we continue to roll over calls because we have staff that are not making an honest effort, he says, then we are failing at our mission. And his email also suggested that as many as half the workforce are underperforming. What do you do with this? The VA is confirming the authenticity of the emails, and the VA, for, you know, to be fair, they say that the calls have increased from fewer than 10,000 in 2007 to 500,000 last year. And that is according to a recent Government Accountability Office report. I mean, when you listen to that and you listen to those numbers, it means a couple of things. One, it means that we have a lot of folks that are coming back and they really, really need our help. And it also tells you that the VA is, let's just say that despite the money we've given them, they have a lot of work to do. My name is Dan Mandis on WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KID. KARS, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KID. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
7:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the fives, here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Dan in Maryland, westbound Route 50. Sluggish, I would say, between the Beltway and New York Avenue. Also westbound 50 from the Beltway to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It's an eight-minute trip. 395 3rd Street Tunnel northbound from the Southeast-Southwest Freeway to New York Avenue is sluggish. The Beltway, the Inner Loop, the Outer Loop, no serious delays at all so far. The free app, this report brought to you by Here Maps. Now, the free app that helps you beat the jam with live traffic info and public transit schedules. Get it now at here.com/commute. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing some early patchy fog, steadier rain for the afternoon. Thunder possible and the rain could be heavy. We'll top out around 75. Rain with thunderstorms possible tonight. Low 71. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees on WMAL.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for Ackerman Security Systems. With summer vacations here, is your home protected while you're away? And are you currently paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for your home security monitoring? Friends, that's too much. Listen to this. Call Ackerman, get protected, and save money with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at just $19.95 a month. Plus, switch to Ackerman by July 31st, and you'll get up to 6 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They have a guaranteed response time, and at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service provides you with remote access to view live video and control your locks, your lights, your thermostats from your smartphone or tablet for just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security by July 31st. Make the switch and save with up to 6 months of monitoring free. The number 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
In the U.S., someone dies from a stroke every 4 minutes. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and I want to encourage you to make a choice today that can help prevent stroke from happening to you. Choose a virtual physical. If you want to know what's happening with your health before symptoms occur, the virtual physical body scan is what you need. A virtual physical body scan can detect plaque in your carotid arteries, which, if blocked, is a significant risk factor for a stroke. Blockage in the coronary arteries, which can lead to heart attacks, are also detected with a virtual physical body scan. And as we all know, early detection gives you a better chance for successful treatment. Don't wait until it's too late. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Call 301-984-9009 and schedule your appointment. Tell them you listen to WMAL and you'll get $150 off your full body scan. Call 301-984-9009. That's 301-984-9009 or online at virtualphysical.com.
Talk about tumultuous times. The British have quit the European Union. The markets go into a tizzy. Add to that terrorism, natural disasters, recession fears, and the election. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If all of this is causing you to wonder how to manage your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money. It's based on my number one best-selling book, and you'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also receive a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda Tuesday and Wednesday, July 12th and 13th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
Oh, you've heard the radio ads.
We love those ads.
You point at junk, and it disappears.
It really works. Look, this is the coolest thing ever.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Can I tell my friends?
I hope you will, ma'am. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Coming up on 8 o'clock, my name is Dan Mandis. Appreciate you being here. Coming up, David Drucker with the Washington Examiner. All the latest from the campaign trail. It's all next on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.